Legislative update with State Senate Republican Leader John Braun. You and House Republican Leader Drew Stokesbury just met with the governor. What was discussed?
I brought up the fact that here we are several years in a row. It doesn't look like there's any meaningful policy out coming out of the legislature to protect kids. You know, we've had this real tragic spike in the death of children, often very young and children, infants, as a result of exposure to fentanyl. Historic rise, and Republicans have pushed hard on this, both in the Senate, where I had a bill, and there's a couple other bills, including one by Senator Torres. And then on the House side, Representative Couture has had some bills to try to get after this issue. In every case, they have died in the House committee. They're just standing in the way. And I told the governor, look, you know, if you ought to care about this, and you're going to have to weigh in. These are the folks in your party running the committee saying that your party does not have the votes for that. I don't think that's true, as evidenced by the fact that the one bill that we did pass passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. But we have a few people in the Democratic caucus on the House side that are standing in the way of bills that will save the lives of young children.
Legislative update with State Senator John Braun.